Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're up to Daf Lamed Beis and starting a new parak. The truth is that from now till the end of the Masechta, it's not really about Masechta Sota at all. The first few words here, we'll talk about Sota. It's not really about Sota. It's about random topics, to be honest. Yeah, there's nothing more. We're pretty much done with Masechta Sota. Now we're going to do random related topics. Here we go. Elu ne'emar in b'chol lashon. The following things can be said in any language. Parsha Sota. The Parsha of Sota. That's what it's doing here. Vidui Meiser. Right? At the fourth and seventh year, you say Vidui Meiser. Kriyashma. Gets to be said in any language. Tfila. Davening. Berchas HaMazon. Benching. Number six. Shavuas Ha'edus. Right? A Shavua that I don't have any testimony for you. Right? And the last one, Shavuos HaPikadon. I lent you my, what's it called? I asked you to watch my, what's it called? I asked you to watch my iPod. No, you never did. What are you talking about? I wanted to go on vacation. I asked you to watch it. No, you never did. Here, swear. All that can be said in any language. There's no formal text for it. What? Okay. In a Hanami. The Gemara is going to discuss each one of these. What was the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Fine. Tosos, look at the second Tosos. Tema. Amai Choshev, Amai Shire, Halel. What about Halel? Kiddush Shal Shabbos. Berchas HaPeiros. Berchas HaElanos. What about those? Can those be said in any language? Davening. What?
We have Berchas HaMitzvot.
Velekele Meimar, don't tell me. Delo nakat ela da oraisa, that the Mishnah is only mentioning things that are da oraisa. Dehava parak misha mesu mashma, it's mashma and brachos, the tefillah v'kriyashma de rabbanon. It's mashma that kriyashma and davening is de rabbanon. Both of those are controversial, to say that they're both de rabbanon. As a matter of fact, if you turn to Amud Beis, the big Tosfos, Rebbe, it's all Tosfos and Skull. If we have time, we're going to go through it. Is Shema D'oraisa or not? Tefillah, we know it's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is davening a D'oraisa or not? Right?
Why would Krishna be a D'oraisa? Only the first
chapter. So we're going to get to it. The Ode, also, the Hasa Mashma, the Kiddush D'oraisa. Kiddush is Mashma to D'oraisa. The Hachi Mashma, Nam Beresh Mitzvah, is Nazir. Right? Bishlom Mikra Megill Ikala Memar Lahaki Shire that non parak based in Megillah Halois Shishama Ashuris Yatza. So Megillah for sure could be said in any language. Elohani Amai Shire. What about these? What about Shema? Why is Shema different than Davening? Davening is on the list. It could be said in any language. So what about Shema? What about Halel? Why aren't they in the list? Venira, listen to this answer. Dahani Venira Dahani Da Amrinan Bakalashan Afilu Eno Shomea Hilkach Lo Dami Lahani de Masnisin de Amrinan Dafka Bilashonam. In other words, what's on this list, you don't necessarily have to understand it, but Shema you have to understand. So you can't say Shema in other words, what exactly is he answering?
You have to say what you're saying.
Exactly. You have to know what you're saying. As opposed to these, you don't have to know what you're saying. You don't have to understand what you're saying.
I think tefillah also you have to understand what you're saying.
What?
I think tefillah also you have to
understand. No, there was something that you don't.
Maybe the first parrot, maybe the first bracha only. So I just wanted to do the Tosfos because first of all, he says things that are controversial. And second of all, you know, it's always good to know, what about other things that are left off the list that can be said in any language? Now, we recommend saying it in Hebrew because we're not sure of the translations. We're not sure if we're going to get every word, right? But the point is, can you say these other things in other languages? I don't know.
So is he trying to say that the Raisa has to be because
there are one? No, he said, no, there's no differentiation. No differentiation. That's not the issue.
So what's the problem?
No, it's but what happened to the other things off the list? Where's Kiddush?
There's a dozen things that are off,
right.
Two dozen things that are off the list.
Okay, but next, the Elu Ne'emar in B'Lashon Kodesh. The following things back in the Mishnah, the following things can only be said in Hebrew. What are they? Mikra Bikurim, reciting Bikurim, Chalitza, the text of the Chalitza, and I don't want you, Brachos V'Klalos, the brachos and the klalos that was said when the Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael one time in history. So ask the Achronim, what's this doing in the Mishnah? Only one time in history. Who cares? So he answers, the Lishmom B'limudim answers, because the Makar, that all the other ones have to be in Hebrew, are going to be learned out of here, of the brachas and the klalos. Not all of them, most of them. So the Mishnah threw it in, because most of them are, this is the source.
So Harasha has to be in Hebrew?
What?
So
what do you mean?
This
Harasha.
It's a one-time shot.
Right. So what? How do you know that Bikurim has to be in Hebrew? It's Gzeira Shava from brachas and klalos. So that's, how do you know that Shavuos, that Chalit has to be in Hebrew? How do you know that? Maybe you can say Chalit in English? No, it's a Gzeira Shava from the brachas and the klalos. So they threw in the brachas and the klalos in the Mishnah.
Why did they leave Havdalah out of both lists?
What? It's a good question.
Did it tell on the first list?
Because Havdalah really is just brachas. Okay. The other part that we say is just a minhag.
We don't need to, technically. Right. Get away with it.
Right, okay. Right. It's not such a, you don't say, it's just brachas. Brachos, Berchas Kahanim is number 4. Berchas Kohen Gadol is number 5. What's the Berchas Kohen Gadol? On Hakel. Parsha, no, is that what Berchas? What? I'm sorry, Berchas Kohen Gadol is something that happened on Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol made a bracha. Parsha Zemelech is Hakel. Parsha Egla Rufa, and it's number 7. And Meshuach HaMosham HaMolchama B'shashem Medaber Ela'am. The Meshuach HaMolchama, the Kohen warning everybody about war. That's also in, has to be said in Hebrew,
so
right?
So you know what the difference is between
whoever just got married and whoever, that's all in Hebrew.
So you know what the difference is between these are all psukim in the Torah.
Interesting. So most of them are correct. Interesting,
Shema,
right.
Shema is also psukim.
No, you're not hearing it.
No, the mitzvah is to...
The mitzvah is the pasuk.
Right. He's right, though. Shema is also psukim, as opposed to davening. It's a good question.
The mitzvah is in the psukim of
Shema. The Gemara is going to go... What?
The mitzvah is in the psukim.
Correct. He's right. Moti's right, and you're also right. The Mishnah is going to... The Gemara is going to go through each one, why they're here. So, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. What's the story here with Bikurim? What do you say? It says, V'anisa v'amarta lefne Hashem alokecha. You say the following. What is it? Arami Obedavi, right? Ulahalanu Omer, and by the brachas and the klalas it says, V'anu ha'levim v'omru, right? The levim talk. Ma lahalan b'lashon ha'kodesh, afkan b'lashon ha'kodesh. Just like by the brachas and the klalas it's in Hebrew. How do you know that? We'll get to that in the Gemara. So too, chalitza is also in Hebrew. Bikurim is also in Hebrew. Chalitza ketza, what about chalitza? It says, V'ansa v'omra. It says, and she answers back. Ulahalanu Omer, and later it's going to say by the brachas and the klalos, va'anu halavim va'amru ma'alahalim b'lashon hakodesh afkam b'lashon hakodesh. So just like the brachas and the klalos is in Hebrew, how do we know that? We didn't establish that yet, but we will. So too, chalit is in Hebrew. Rabbi Yehuda Omer va'anta va'amra kacha ad shetiyamar b'lashon hazeh. Okay, he's just refining exactly what the chalit is. Brachas and klalos ketzad. What's the story with the brachas and the klalos? Kivon she'avru Yisrael as a yarding, when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the yarding, va'av ubal hagrizim va'alevro evil, they came to hagrizim and harevel, shebeshomron, which is in Shomron, the shebetad Shechem near Shechem, shebeetzel Eloni Mora, next to Eloni Mora, that's all the pasuk in Re'ei, shenemar halohema be'evah hayarding, right? The pasuk continues, right? Halohema be'evra yardin, the pasuk continues, achar derech mavah hashemesh be'eretz ha'knani hayoshe be'arava mul gilgal eitz al l'mora, right? Ulahalon hu omer, and it says in parshas, I think lech lecha, v'yavar avram be'eretz ad mokom shchem ad elon emore, ma elon emore omer lahalon shchem af elon emore omer kan is shchem. Okay? Then it says, Shisha Shvatim Ol Larosh Har Grizim, Vishisha Shvatim Ol Larosh Har Evil. 6 Shvatim went up to one mountain, 6 Shvatim went up to another mountain. Vakahana Vahalavim, even though here the 6 Shvatim are not Ephraim and Menashe, it's Shevet Levi. So what's this Kahanim? Hua Kahanim Alavim? Select Kahanim Alavim. Didn't go up, they stayed in the center. Vakahana Vahalavim Vaharon, Omdim Lamata Be'emta, they were in the middle. Hakahanim makifin as Aaron, the Kahanim circle the Aaron, Valavim as Hakahanim, and the Levim circle the Kahanim, V'kol Yisrael mikano lekan, and all the rest of the nation is all around them.
Then they were up on the mountain.
Now, I don't know if everybody was. I don't know if the whole nation, just select people. Shenemar v'chol Yisrael v'zakena v'shodra v'shoftav omdim mizeh u'mizeh la'aron. Fine. Hafchu p'neim klape hargrizim. They turn toward hargrizim. Upaschu b'bracha. And they started off with a bracha. Baruchah ish asher lo yaseh petzel ha'mazecha. Right? Blesses the one who doesn't make an avodah zarah, an idol. Ve'elu ve'elu omen amen. Everyone answered amen. Hafchu p'neim klape harevel. Everybody turned to harevel. Upaschu b'klala. And they started off with the klala. Arur ha'ish asher yaseh petzal masecha ve'elu ve'elu omrin amen. Everybody answered amen. Ad shegomrin brachas v'klalas. Until they went through the whole list. There's a whole list in the Torah. V'achakach heviu es ha'avanim. Then they took stones. Ubanu es ha'mizbeach. They built a mizbeach. V'saduhu b'sid. They lined it with sid, with lime. V'kasvu olav es kol divrei ha'Torah b'shivim lashon. They wrote the entire Torah with 70, in 70 languages. So first of all, there's like a double machlokas here. First of all, did they write the entire Torah? Some say yes. That's what it sounds like. That's what it says. Some say yes. Rav Sajigon says no. They only wrote a list of the 613. They didn't write a whole Torah. Either way, it's a nice. How do you write the entire Torah in 70 languages on stones? Right? How do you fit that in? How do you do that? Either way, it's an ace. Some say just, it was just 613 anyway. Others say no, it was the whole Torah. What? I don't know. Maybe this is another Shita. I don't know. He only quotes over here that Rav Sajigon said it was 613. The Ramban said it was the entire Torah. And you have to say either it was a very large stone or it was an ace. By the way, when I was in,
it says because of all of us called different.
I know. Torah. It means the relevant parts.
Essence.
You want to hear something interesting? When I was in Maryland for Shabbos, two Shabbos ago. So they gave out the shul did not the simcha. The shul gave out the entire laning on one page, on two sided page, the entire parsha. Maybe there wasn't enough chumashim. I don't know. It was very cool. Broken up by Aliyah, the whole parshas. It was parshas Toldos. The whole thing was on one page. If you think it's such a law, the whole thing fits on a page. So it's over 100 psukim, that parsha. Right, so it's, just imagine, it's five sizar is very long. It's very, very long.
Magnifying glass?
No, it wasn't a little small, not terrible. Shenemar, like it says, Be'er Heitev. It's okay, fine, very good. What's Be'er Heitev? What's the purpose of writing the Torah in 70 languages? I'll say the honest truth is, I always had this question. I don't really know the answer because. What you're doing is. First of all, how long was this present? We're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now you want to tell me that one day in the future, there's going to be a galus. It's not going to be permanent, and the Jews are going to be dispersed throughout all the nations, and therefore they're going to learn other languages. So why are you putting it in now?
You couldn't be part of Sanhedrin if you didn't know all the languages.
What?
You couldn't be part of Sanhedrin.
That's because you had to know. You had to hear Eidos.
That's why there's.
That's also interesting.
That's why you have 70 languages.
That's actually right.
Right. So you know, we're telling you now. It's such a downer. As you walk into the land, by the way, there's French over there because one day you're going to be in France. Right.
It's
Chinese though, because one day you're going to be in China.
It makes perfect sense.
It does?
Yes, it does, because you can't live in China that you didn't know.
Huh?
Later you can't China if you like.
So imagine a Jew walking in. We've been waiting for this since Avraham Avinu. What? We're going to be in China soon?
Yiddish was in the 70 language?
Right? We're going to be in China soon?
Yeah. Yiddish was included?
This is only temporary?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Hungarian too.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can I tell him now? By the way, you have to learn French because one day you're going to be living in. I'm going to be there?
No, but let them come. When they come to us, they will be one.
Who, the Goyim? Well, you're doing it for Goyim? Who are you doing it for?
For the Jews.
Call myself.
This is the first art scroll.
I know, but if everyone lives in Israel and we're here, we're excited to be here. What are you telling me about other languages
for?
So you're
preparing for the future.
That's exactly the point. We're preparing for Golas?
Unfortunately, yes.
The answer is probably yes.
Unfortunately,
interesting.
Unfortunately, yes.
Doesn't bother you that it's in the same pasuk that he did do the brachas and klolos?
Yeah.
The brachas is 10. You have 10 things over there, and you have 500 of Pauls.
And yeah.
Look, the truth is that Ibrahim didn't want him. They're going to ask the guy, didn't you check it out? Did you check out all the...
I don't know if they're going to do that.
That's what they say, yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I think the Tepe languages came much earlier. It came with Dara Flugger.
70 nations.
They only have seven.
Huh? 70 nations. And Hashem changed the languages. So what do I need to know that for? What do they have to do for me? The only reason I would need to know it is because I'm going to be there.
Switched over to them.
Okay. But not Louis Havanim. They took the Havanim. Ubo, Velanu, Bimkoman. And they move them to whatever place they're supposed to be. Fine. Which is Gilgal. Okay. That's all the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah only ask about certain of the list? How do you know, not others? I don't know. Now the Gemara is going to Parsha Sotam and Olam. How come the Mishnah didn't ask that? The Mishnah only asked Chalitza, Bikurim, a few things. And now the Gemara leaves, the Mishnah left, stopped. Why did the Mishnah ask more? Now the Gemara has to do the, I don't know. Parsha Sota, how do you know Parsha Sota? It says, and the Kohen says to the Isha, B'chal Lashon Chu Omer, any language.
Does Hashra have to be in every language also?
No, Hashra has to be the language you
understand.
Right.
So any language, so anything.
But Hashra is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah the way these are mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan, Mashmi'in Oso B'chal Lashon Shehu Shomas. They would tell her, they would warn her, they would advise her, apprise her of the situation in any language she can know. What are they apprising her of? Al mahu shos, al mahi shoseh, why she's drinking, bamehi shoseh, what she's drinking, al ma nitmeis, why she's be in this situation, bamehi nitmeis, how she got here, what does that mean? Al mahi shoseh, al itzke kinu vistira, because you were warned. Bamehi shoseh, with what does she drink? Bimekida shalcheres, with a low cup, because she did a low act. Alma nitmeis, what is she possibly tame for? Al iske schok vialdas, because she behaved in a flirtatious way, exactly. Ubamehi nitmeis, and what happened in there? B'shogeg, obamezid, was it a shogeg? You didn't realize? Ba'ones or baratzon, did he force you? Did he do it willingly? What's going on? What's all this for? Why all this? Shalom, lahoti laz al mayim hamarim. We don't want to slander. Oh, she didn't know. Come up with all these reasons, right? Okay. Next, vidur meiser. What's vidur meiser? Menolan. How do you know that you have to say vidur meiser in any language? You could say it in any language. Vidur meiser means that at a certain point on the Shemitah cycle, a man would say, he would declare that all his meiser has been taken care of. Why is it called vidur meiser or vidui? That's a good question. The Chassid, it says, "V'yamarta l'fnei Hashem alkecha bi'arti hakodesh min habayis." I got rid of all the kedusha in my house, all the truma, meiser. It's all gone. It's all good. V'yalef amiru misota b'chaloshen shehu omer, and we learn out from sota. It can send in any language. Amalei Rav Zvid labaya v'leilef amiru b'leviim. It's a bunch of learn out from the leviim, from the brachas and the klalos. Ma'alahalam b'loshen kodesh afkam b'loshen kodesh. Only Hebrew. No, donin amira gredasa ma amira gredasa. No, we learn amira from amira. Vein donin amira gredasa ma ania va amira. We don't learn amira from amira and ania. And by the levium it says ania. We don't learn that's a different, an extra word. We don't learn that out. And therefore we stick to that it can be learned from sota, any language. Okay. Tanya, interesting Gemara now. Rishon ben Yochai Omer. Rishon ben Yochai says Adam Omer Shivcho. Bekol namach. A person should say praises in a low voice. You don't have to advertise how great you are. You can say it in a low way. It says Rashi, midulok siv be ania. It doesn't say ania, which is more of a loud type of declaration. Vignuso bekol ram. But any negative things about you, that you can say loud, right?
Like
the Gemara, like Rashi says, kigon arami ovid avi. My ancestors were not such great people. Hainu, gnuso, shemizvad.
Why would you have to make shvachim b'kol namach?
1 minute. Shasidin, shemizvadin, ashavin, lovan, arami, hoyerasha. Why what? What's your question?
My question is, the That's kaiva, isn't it? That if you're mentioning how great you are.
He's not supposed to do that. Low, you do that in a low voice. Here. Okay, one second. Shivcho b'kol namach. Shivcho should be in a low voice. Min vidu meiser. You learn that from vidu meiser. It doesn't say ania. Ania denotes a little bit louder. What do you say? I say it. I declare it. What do you declare? I did all the mitzvahs I'm supposed to do. You don't advertise that, how great you are. You do it quietly. But gnuso b'kol ram, mikra bikurim. You come to the base of Mikdash and you declare in front of everybody, my great-grandfather was Lofan. That's not such a good yichus, right? That you do loud. Genuso, one second. Genuso b'kol ram, is that true? The genuso is b'kol ram. Va'amar of Yochanan, Mishur ben Yechai. But they might take the tefillah b'lachas. Why don't we dive in quietly?
So you shouldn't disturb the person next to you.
That's not why. Says Rashi, listen to this, Rashi. Mipnei ma tiknu tefillah b'lachas. Who was Mesakin Tefillah B'lachas? So, Matzis right, Chana. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shehi Adam Omer Tefillah B'lachas. A person should daven quietly. Kedash Kichachna B'chana. V'kolo Lo Yishama. No one heard what she was saying. It's not from there. It's from Chana. That's the Makar that you daven quietly. Now you want to say, the reason is, maybe she did it also. She didn't want to disturb anybody. I don't know. There was nobody there. But the source of our davening quietly is from Chana.
I always did
the Bruce saying,
okay. You know why not?
Yeah.
Who's only used tefillah quietly?
Right.
That's the bigger question.
The Mishnah verse says not to disturb.
She was drunk anyway.
Yeah, no, because it
she was mumbling, so they thought she was drunk anyway.
That's right.
Correct.
It happens to be that you don't disturb whatever.
So
it's not the original reason.
Right. Right. Kidei, so Matan is Tefillah B'lachas. Why do we daven quietly? Kidei Shalo Levayesh, it's Ovrei Aveira. Not to be Mevayesh, to Ovrei Aveira. Because if everyone, right? By the way, Sharilo Chalak Hakasav Makom, Ben Chatas La'ola. The Chatas and the Ola are in the same place. So if someone's going, what's that guy doing over there by the Chatas section? Is it Chatas? Oh, it's also Ola. Right? Right? That way, you don't embarrass them.
It's a good cover.
Right, it's a good cover. Exactly. There is one place, though, where we do daven out loud, and we mention sins, and that's in Yom Kippur. We say vidi out loud together.
Absolutely.
So why would we do that? So I think the reason is because the koach of the tzibur.
That's why.
That's exactly why. As a general rule, you should not advertise your sins. You should not do that. However, on Yom Kippur, when we sing Hashamdu, the whole shul sings Hashamdu together.
Oh,
right? Because and Al Chet. The Hawaii, we don't sing that. Hashamdu, we sing. You sing your sins. It's a funny thing to do. Think about it. It's very funny. You sing it. Why do you sing it? Because when you're doing it with a tzibur, you're much stronger position. Right? So why don't we do it every day? Because it shouldn't advertise yourself.
But that eliminates the question.
Once a year, you have no choice. Your back is against the wall, the tzibur will bail you out. Yeah,
it eliminates the question over here because everybody's doing it.
Correct. Right. Right. Also, everyone's doing it, so you're not different.
No embarrassment.
Right. Sharilo chalak hakatz of makom bechatas laola. The Torah didn't differentiate between the chatz and the ola. We do that as a cover, right? So what do you mean? What do you mean? You say you're gnus in a loud voice? Not true. So the Gemara says you're right. Lo tema. Don't say gnuso. Don't say the gnus. Ela ema taro. Really, what it means is the tsar. Not the gnus, the tsar. Says Rashi, tsaro, tsarus, sha'avru alav. The tsarus that we had, the hainu, tsarus, sha'aru, sha'avru al yisrael, tsarus alav and harami, tsarus mitzrayim. That you say loud. Now, what does that have to do with me? That tsarus has nothing to do with me, right? I don't have any tsarus now about Yaakov tsar alavim. That has no effect on me. I don't walk around with tsar about the Bnei Yisrael were slaves in Mitzrayim. I don't have that tzar. Right? The point is, it's supposed to arouse in you other tzar that you do have. Right? Kidatanya. This is something that people don't really do. Kidatanya. It says in a brisa, Tamei, Tamei, Yikra. You should declare that the Mitzorah is Tamei. Tzarek lahodia tzairo l'rabim. You should tell people about your tzar. Today, no one does that. Everything's a secret. Everything's a secret today. There are reasons for that, good reasons, but the Gemara says everything, you should, I'm not talking about scandals, that keep that secret. I'm talking about tsar. I'm talking about tsar. I'm putting someone sick. people get up and bench Gomel. The reason why you bench Gomel at the Torah is to be mefarsebet.
Right.
That's the reason why you do that. Otherwise, you can call 10 neighbors and say it in your living room on Friday night. No, you don't do that. You say it in there. Why is he benching all? Oh, no, you don't have to know why. That's the whole reason I'm supposed to know why. You're supposed to be mefarsing that Hashem did this for me. It's a good, right? Someone had surgery, someone was sick, someone went on an airplane. Why is the guy saying Gomel? Right? It's a big secret. It's the opposite. It's supposed to be mefarsing. That's why you do it by davening. When everyone's there watching, ooh, you're supposed to. No, today's the exact opposite. It's such a funny thing.
I remember I once read that the Chatos and the Euler,
yeah,
they makriv it on the same side of the...
We just said that.
We just said that.
As cover.
No, they makriv it so that nobody should see it, right?
Right, it's cover.
That's what I meant.
Now the Gemara's going to ask. The Gemara's going to ask, well, one's a male, one's a female, they're not really the same. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. Oh. So Tzar Chol Dio Tzar Lab, you should tell people about your Tzar. Why should you tell people about your Tzar? Because V'rabim Mevakshin Alav Rachav, they'll daven, right? V'chol Mishi Irbo Davar, if someone has an issue, Tzar Chol Dio L'rabim. You should tell the people, V'rabim Mevakshin Alav, they'll daven Rachamim, they'll daven for you. It's a funny thing, today it's the opposite. Everything's a big secret, everything's a secret.
You know what, it's not necessarily so, because when Chasvul does a Tzar, people get together.
Correct.
We have a very...
Correct. That's when it's a real, real tzara. Then everyone knows. But it's one of these, you know, small things, small issues, nobody has to know anything. Everything's a big secret.
I don't want your rachmonis, I don't want your...
That's not the Torah's attitude. That's not the Torah's attitude.
That's right, right.
Right? By the way, I guarantee you this. In the days when there was a mitzvah, when they had such a thing as a mitzvah, people would be embarrassed like anything. Oh my goodness, I spoke Lashon Hara. Look at this. Everyone's going to know. I'm not going to be in shul now for 2 weeks. Where is this guy? Right. And what does the Torah say? Tell people. Funny thing.
You should learn from it.
Gufa. Amar b'yachon ben yichai. If they might take the tefillah b'lachash, why do we dive in quietly? Shalol yivayish is over yaveira. Shari lo cholak hakasav makom bechatas la'ola. There's no distinction between the chatas and the ola. V'lo? What are you talking about? V'ikah damim. There's different dams. The dams treated differently for the chatas and for the ola. Dam chatas lamaila v'dam ola lamata, by animals, right? So the Gemara says, well, hasam kohen hu diyada. Well, the kohen knows. Right? What does it mean the kohen knows? Does it mean only the kohen knows? Who's busy with that? Where the dam? No one knows that. Right? No one knows that, what's going on there. Ah, v'ikah chatas nekeva ola zachar. Yeah, but the chatas is a nekeva and the ola is a zachar. So Hassam, Mechasi Ba'alia. Yeah, but the tail's covered, nobody knows that. Nobody knows what kind of animal it is. Ha Motina Kivsa. That's only true if you get a sheep, a goat, a sheep. Se'ira Maikal Lamemer. What about a sheep, a goat, which doesn't have a tail? So the Gemara says, well, Hassam, if the Hassam, Ihu, the Kamiksa, if not Shayu, then you did that to yourself. What are you bringing a sheep? What are you bringing a goat for? The Barle La Suya Kivsa. You should bring a sheep. Vika Maisis Ira, and you brought a goat. So you did that to yourself. Everyone's going to look at it. Everyone's going to look and see it's a female. You did it to yourself.
This is amazing. You're telling me they're middle of the base of English. Nobody has anything better to do than see what you covered your brain.
What?
There's a whole ton of people being covered.
Yeah.
I'm looking at what you're bringing.
Exactly. Oh, look at this. That's look at that Yankel bringing that chatas over there. What did he do? Right?
He's bringing a pyramid out of the
hand. Right.
Look at something.
Now, chatas davodas kochavim, but a chatas of idol worship, the lo saki b'dalav se'ira. You have to bring a goat. Mayikah lememar, what are you going to say about that? You have to bring a goat. So Gemara says, hasam nichzav finezel kiechid in a chaper lei. No, we want him to be embarrassed, because that's a very big aveira. We want it to be a bigger kapara. So ask Tosvos, in the second Tosvos, v'im tomar, so yachlok, kemoke, b'kfiyas makom, shchitasa. So then making it happen in a different place, kihechi, delahavale kapara gemura, let it even be a bigger embarrassment. So Tosvos says, no, it's enough of it, yesh lama, no, kivin deshalach hakasa b'davar echad, sheshekar b'davar, matzarach yosar. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Right, we made, everyone's going to see the gender of the animal, that's enough. We don't have to make it worse. Okay. Kriyashma. Kriyashma can be said in any language. Minalon, how do you know that? Dichsiv, Shema Yisrael, says Shema Yisrael, B'chol Lashon Sha'ata Shomeya. Any language you want. Any language you understand. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned that in Brisa actually. It's actually a machlokas. Kriyashma Kik Tzava, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says no. Kriyashma has to be said as written. Divi Rebbe. V'chol Momer, B'chol Lashon. Any language. My time with the Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe? Why? Amar Kura, it says, V'hayu, Bavyosin Yehu, this is the way you have to say it, this way. V'rabbanan Amar Kura, Shema, B'chol Lashon Zat HaShemeh. No, it says Shema, any language you can hear.
That's only one problem. It says in Bracha, so if you say it carefully, I'll make him Lo-Gehenim. If you say it any other language, then you don't have that benefit.
Okay, I hear. So one second. V'rabbanan Nami Yaksiyeh V'hayu, but according to the Rabbanan, doesn't it say V'hayu? Right?
What's the issue?
The issue is, how can they say it says in any language that's V'hayu?
It shall be.
It shall be like this. Meaning, you can't say it in any other language. No, Hahu, that means, Shlo Yikru Enel Lemafre. You can't say Shema out of order. That's what it means. You can't say it out of order. V'hayu, like this is the text. You can't say it out of order. For Rebbe, Shlo Yikru Enel Lemafre Menali. How does Rebbe know you can't say it out of order? Nafgale, Midvarim, Hadvarim. Right? These words like this. Right? Not out of order. For Rabbanan, Dvarim Hadvarim, Lamash Malay. The Rabbanan, they don't dash anything from that. Fine. Now, the other way. For Rebbe, Nami Haksiv Shema. But according to Rebbe, how could you say it says only Hebrew? It's a Shema in any language I can understand. No, they have to hear what you say yourself. Right? V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? You don't necessarily have to hear everything that comes out of your mouth. You don't have to. So now, Tosvos, we have time. Tosvos, the Tosvos over here on the Rebbe is going to bring six proofs that Shema is a Daraisa. Ready? Tema starts off with a question. Number one, the Hachamashma, the Bein Rebbe, Ubein Rabbanan, it's Lukriya Shema Daraisa. It seems that Shema, according to them, is Daraisa. They're both busy with Psukim. That implies it's a Daraisa. Tosfos at the end is going to say, don't tell me it's an Asmachta, because Asmachtas never get this nitty gritty. What do you do with this pasuk? And what do you do with this pasuk? And what do you do with this? And what does this mean? That never happens by Asmachtas.
You want Asmachta.
What? Asmachta means it says it's really a Derabbanon. It's really a Derabbanon. But there's a remez in the Torah.
Connected to something else.
Right. So we never go back and forth by Asmachta. And what do they do with the words Shvayu? And what do they do with the words Hadvarim? So it can't be an Asmachta. So it has to be a Daraisa. That's all he's saying. Has to be a Daraisa. Don't tell me it's a Derabbanon and these words are just Asmachtas. We never do that by Asmachtas. Go back and forth. What does he hold that word means? What does he hold that word means? It can't be Asmachta. That's number one. Number two, V'chein, Tanai, Depligi, Hasam, Bekori Hashma, V'lo Hashmiel Ozno. There's an actual machlokas about that. You have to hear what you say. The root of that machlokas is in the Psukim. Again, see, it's a Daraisa. Number three, V'chein, Beis Shami Beis Hillel Hasam Beperakama Debrachos Titnan Beis Shami Omerim Be'erev Kol Adam Yate V'Yikre. Right, Beis Shami say you at night when you say Shema you lie down. Uba Boker Yamod Shenamar Uba Shavko Uv Kamecha Ubeis Hillel Omerim Beshasha Ben Adam Shochvin. No, it doesn't mean when you lie down. It means at the time when people lie down. But you don't say Shema lying down. Alma Tarvayu Sfir Lu Dekra Mishtay B'Kriya Shema. Again, it's all Psukim. It's all Doraisas. Number four. The opening Gemara of Masechtas Brachos. Tana Hecha Kai, the Tani Me'emesai. Where do you get off saying Me'emesai Korin Shema? Where do you say Shema? Well, who said there is such a din of Shema? The Gemara asked that question. Tani Akra Kai, that's it. The Gemara answers a pasuk. Now, the next one is very long. The next one is a Machlokes. Perak Beis, Plukta, Rabbi Zutra, Rabbi Oshia, right? There's a whole machlokas there. How much of Shema has to be said with Kavana? So does it b'chol levavcha of the first parsha, of the second parsha, a whole long machlokas back and forth. The point is, it's all based on Psukim. It's all Daraisa. And you can skip all the way down where it says Vesu Hasam. Vesu Hasam. It says, "Shop." It's not all the way down. I mean, it's, I just must have skipped 20 lines. V'su hasam, ha-polim, sha'asu malacha, im bal, polim, im balabayis, polim are working, right? They're working, they're busy. So are they allowed to stop to daven? No. Are they allowed to stop? Well, I'll see. So, korin kriya shema, u'mavarchin lefoneu la'achareha. They stop to say kriya shema. They brachas before and after also. V'ochlin, u'mavarchin la'achareha shtayim. They can only bench, only partial benching. Ketad, bracha rishona ketikna, The first bracha of Shema of benching, you say the right way. Shnia kolel boni Yerushalayim bebrachas haaretz. You include the other brachas in the second bracha. V'lo mevarech hatova meitiv mishum derabanan hu. You don't say hatova meitiv because it's only derabanan. To be avdet tiknuha. What do you see? Mechlal the kriya Shema dechayiv lekros daraisa. Kriya Shema daraisa. So what do you see? Six proofs that Shema is daraisa. Then Tosva says, one second. Ubeperek misha mesu b'gemara balkeri. Someone's balkeri. Parach we ask. Stama the gemara the kriya Shema derabanan. The Gemara there assumes that Shema is the Rabbanan, which is what Tosfos says on Amud Aleph. Aha, the Kamar Kriya Shema uBerachas HaMazon Daraisa. Right? Not that Berachas Kriya Shema and Berachas HaMazon is Daraisa. Number two, V'Siyom Rinan Hasam, Amar Shmuel, Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara. I'm not sure if I said Kriya Shema or not. I'm not sure. Eino Chozef Akore. You don't repeat yourself. That can only be a Darabbanan. Right? Safek emes viyativ, safek lo omar, chosev omer. That you have to repeat. My timer, why? Kriyashma derabanan. Right? Vidochik lomar, don't tell me, says Tosfos, the cholhani, the mashma minayhu, da raisa, have yasmach de ba'alma. Don't tell me that all these six riyas and a gemara here, it's all really derabanans, but it's just a smachtas. Don't tell me that. You know why? The ain shitas gemara, L'daye kol kach al asmachta, Rabbi v'rabbanon. The Gemara never does that. The Gemara never goes through the shakla v'tarya of an asmachta. So don't tell me it's an asmachta. V'od, the amar lema kasav kol Torah b'chol losha nemra, ihav yasmachta ba'alma, l'ohav yitzarech b'daklik minei. You wouldn't have to be b'daklik so much. We're going to see in a minute. Maybe the whole Torah is a d'rabbanon. That's tomorrow's daf. So, Tosfos ends off, doesn't answer the question. Yeah. Which one is it? Is it a Daraisa or is it a Darabanan? Now we assume it's one of the 613. It's one of the 613. We assume that.
Just the first
parasha. That's already a four-way machlokas. Is it the first pasuk, the first parasha, the second parasha, or the whole thing? That's already a machlokas, right? That's already a machlokas. So it is interesting. Right, we assume it's a Daraisa. We assume it's a Daraisa. The Rambam held it's one of the 613, right? I believe it's one, even though it's two Shmas, one in the morning and one at night. Right?
And then Kriya Shema Levita.
That's a separate thing, right? That's a separate thing. But that's not a mitzvah. But we believe that saying Shema is a mitzvah, right? As a matter of fact, the Mechaber talks about whether or not you can say Tashlumin, right? You got to that, Martel? It's in this month's learning.
Yes.
Is there tashlumin? We know there's tashlumin right. By Shimon Esrei. Could there be tashlumin by Shema? So the Mechaber says yes. Some say yes, some say no. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you say yeah, you're not Mekayim a mitzvah. You can't do that. You can't make up something you missed yesterday. I didn't say Shema last night, I'll say twice today. That doesn't work. What does work? Okay, so it's like a Zecher, a little bit. Something. Saying words of the Torah, right? Okay. Very good. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.